Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really interesting lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of AI photo effects and how to avoid some major blunders that could seriously hurt your brand by 2026. Exactly. You know, I was having coffee with a colleague the other day, and he pulled up this LinkedIn profile of a guy offering authentic consulting services. But his headshot looked like it belonged in a horror movie, totally plastic, dead eyes, and a background that was just out of a computer-generated nightmare. Oh man, that sounds cringeworthy. So, what was your colleague's take on that? He said, "This guy thinks he's future-proofing his brand, but he's actually killing it." And that's the thing. We've seen over 15 billion AI generated images since 2022, with 34 million new ones cropping up every day. If you're making blunders now, they'll be glaring by 2026. Wow, that's a huge number. So, what are some of the biggest mistakes people are making with these AI photo effects? Well, let's start with the basics. A lot of folks treat AI photo effects like just some fancy filters on Instagram, but that's like comparing a Ferrari to a go-kart. The AI powered image generation market is set to explode, reaching over $2.3 billion by 2031. Jordan, so if AI is the new standard, what happens if businesses ignore it? They lose engagement, plain and simple. Businesses using AI-enhanced images report a threefold increase in engagement. If you're still doing everything manually, you're working harder for less. Got it. So what's one of the most common blunders? Oh, that would be what I call the wax doll effect. You know, when you enhance a portrait and suddenly grandma looks like a 12-year-old with a plastic face? Haha, that's a visual. I didn't need. How do people end up making that mistake? Beginners tend to crank the beauty sliders all the way up. It strips away all the texture, pores, lines, everything that makes us human. And humans connect with other humans, not mannequins. That's so true. So how do we fix that? Great question. You need tools that allow for opacity control. Don't let the AI do 100% of the work. Mix the original photo back in. There are specific techniques we could dive deeper into, but for now, just remember to dial it back. Sounds good. What's the next big pitfall? Another massive one is over-stylizing your images. Just because you can throw in HDR effects and neon colors everywhere doesn't mean you should. Right. I can see how that could backfire. Exactly. A study found that while AI imagery can triple conversion rates, over-stylized effects often lead to higher return rates because customers expect one thing but receive another. So it's all about keeping it real then? Exactly. Users of PhotoRoom saw a 200% increase in sales by sticking to realistic styles instead of going full fantasy. That's pretty impressive. Speaking of sticking to a style, is there a risk of inconsistent visuals with all these new AI tools out there? Alex, absolutely. This shiny object syndrome is rampant. Creators hop from one tool to another so quickly that their content lacks a cohesive feel. If your audience can't recognize your brand at a glance, they're just going to scroll past. Jordan, oof, that's rough. So what's the solution? You need to pick a lane and stick to it. Create a preset or a specific seed style and maintain consistency. It builds trust with your audience, especially if you're a YouTuber or running any type of online branding. Got it. Now switching gears a bit, what about the legal and ethical side of AI-generated photos? Ah, that's a biggie. With platforms like Meta and TikTok tightening their policies, you could end up with rejected campaigns if you don't disclose that you're using AI effects correctly. Yikes. So what's the best way to avoid legal pitfalls? Always read the terms of service for the tools you're using and avoid using prompts that reference living artists. Stick to generic descriptions like cinematic lighting. It's safer and ethically sound. Smart advice. Now, how can creators future-proof their workflows? Alex, set up a system that scales, modern. AI platforms can process thousands of images at once, but don't just set it and forget it. Always have a human check the output. Makes sense. And I've heard people say they need high-end hardware to run these tools. Is that true? Not anymore. While local generation might require powerful GPUs, cloud-based tools are accessible to everyone. You just need a reliable internet connection. So there's no excuse to not get started, right? Exactly. Start with simple tasks like background removals before moving to enhancements. Sounds like a solid approach. So to wrap up, what's the key takeaway for our listeners? Avoid that plastic skin look, keep your styles consistent, and stay honest with your audience. If you do that, you'll see the benefits of AI, like a threefold increase in engagement, without the pitfalls. Awesome, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.